you must stand and can stand and even rejoice. How? Don't set your hopes on this world and its fake security. Trust in the Father of lights, who gave Jesus, who gives wisdom, and gives us the word of James and of Jesus. And in the process, act charitably. Where is Judith? Is she downstairs with the... Yeah, you were at with her at Camp Quinonia with Dion Oxford. Dion spoke, I wasn't there, but Dion spoke on how we as Christians don't tend to lead the abundant life. We lead life under the script of scarcity. There's not enough. And so we hold back. We don't take risks in mission, etc. We hold back so that we can preserve the little bit that we've got. The problem is, the more we do that, the littler it gets. But how do we live in abundance? And so what Judith did was to set up a separate page from the Res Facebook page. Hers is called the Res Sharing Group. If you'll go to the back of the church, oh, there you are. If you go to the back of the church, look on this side, you'll see a little walker. The lady who serves coffee over at St. Columba's has MS, so she has some struggles getting around. I get exhausted watching her. But, you know, when Barbara suggested I could donate this thing, I said, yeah, it would be perfect for her to move around over there. So that came in. Where is Sarah Palmer and I want my quiche? Did anybody see the picture? She said, I can't help but make an overabundance. So she made 5 large quiche pies. She said, I'll bring some to church. I want my quiche. Learning to share as a community, to share what little we have. This is part of what James wants us to learn to do. And he get that challenge from Jesus. How might sharing become our norm? Now, very often when, as I start a message, I end the same way, but I've got no pictures to show you, no movies of the Father of Light. All I have is his lights. We just know that God invented light and sent Jesus so some would tell us about the Lord of glory. So if any of you lacks wisdom, ask the generous free-giving God and it will be given. What James is calling us to do over this series is to sense the Spirit of God within us and how it resonates with his words that come to us. The Spirit that can enable us to live out God's demands. I want to remind some of you, a lot of you weren't here then, a number of years ago, we were preparing a mission and vision statement. Do you remember that? It's a long time ago for some folks. The vision statement. You said you wanted to make followers of Jesus today and to be excelling in hospitality. And I said, those are stupid visions. Have you read the book? I mean, you read this stuff in James, which is the voice of Jesus. He's awfully demanding. It's going to be a whole lot easier. Just blend into Canadian society. Just do what everybody else does. That way you can always be sure you're going to... But this is hard. It's much easier to live out your faith in the Canadian way, than to follow a first century religious revolutionary. But no, you wouldn't listen. You said you wanted to make followers of Jesus and excel in hospitality. So, you want to be really spiritual? Last line of James' first chapter. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. That's back to the poor. And then back to the evil impulse, to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Good luck with that.